Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Ray Erb of Easy Check. And Ray, in terms of starting up a business, how did you get into the business of Easy Check? Let's say, first of all, describe to the listeners what Easy Check is about. What is that business? What does the business do?
Well, we do outsourced payroll. That means basically a company would calculate their hours of their employees, give that to us, and then we basically do everything else. So in our case, we will calculate the taxes, we will print the check, we'll stuff the check in an envelope, we will even have the check signed, we'll deliver that to the company, we will handle the direct deposit transaction with the bank so that they don't have to do any electronic banking. We will pay the taxes, IRS, Hacienda, Department of Labor, we'll pay Chofadil, we'll pay Assume if that has to be paid. And
Do all the filings,
we'll do the quarterly reports. At the end of the year, we'll do the W-2s. So basically a company...
And maintain the records, all that support in a right. secure fashion. Right. If they ever need the copies of anything support for anything that's been filed, you maintain all that.
Yeah, we're keeping copies of everything for 10 years. If a company needs to come back and get anything, we have everything. And so it's different than some of the other payroll models. In some cases, you might buy a software, and then you still have to do the payroll, or you might buy something to help you do the taxes online. So what we do is outsource payroll. In the United States, there's 1.5 million companies that outsource their payroll. And in Puerto Rico, I estimate the numbers around 4,000. So, I think we've only penetrated maybe, there's a number of companies in Puerto Rico doing this. And I think us, an industry as a whole, we've just begun to scratch the surface of what can happen for Puerto Rico.
Now, as you see the future, you're of Easy Check. How do you see you? You're optimistic, things have been really difficult, and you're pessimistic. What do you see yourself now at today, 2012?
Yeah, we started in January of 2006, really, which was about the first month of the recession. And we've grown at a better than 25% average every year. There's years where we have 30, 40% growth. And we anticipate we're going to be growing 25 to 35% a year, for at least 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
So you're optimistic.
Yeah.
Things are good. Things are looking good.
25% of our business is being done with clients outside of Puerto Rico. We deliver payrolls to Indiana, Florida, Texas, Arizona, North Dakota, Minnesota. So we're even exporting our services, which is creating jobs in Puerto Rico and bringing money from the outside into here to support jobs.
Oh, tremendous. I don't think people knew that. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't know that. So I thought you were purely Puerto Rico.
Yeah. What happened is a couple companies, different companies, three in fact, that had started here ended up expanding to the U.S. and then they had us expand with them. So because the software that we have is we'll do payroll in any jurisdiction in the United States. We actually get tax updates every single day. So if Pennsylvania gets a new tax rate tomorrow, we'll have it the following day. So as these companies grew and expanded, we grew with them. And we're doing, I'm going to say less than 1,000 employees outside of Puerto Rico. So it's been a great opportunity for us. And we're hoping maybe in the future to open up an office maybe in Florida where a lot of that business is coming from.
Is the business, you're a sole owner or you have a partner?
I have a partner. He helped me with the financing to start the business. And so we've been together for about 8 years, but he lives in the U.S. and he's kind of a hands-off guy.
Okay.
Doesn't get involved very much.
Okay, tremendous. And when you look back on these short, not very long, what was the worst moment? The moment of where you lost sleep, where you had to bring that up. Some people I didn't. I never had a bad moment. I had a great financial investment person with me, and things have been smooth. But have you had a moment
in the payroll business?
From your look, listeners, he has had a bad moment.
Jeff, where do I start? With in the payroll business, our business goes up and down as our customers do, obviously. If our customers are laying off employees, we have trouble. In 2008, in January of 2008, we took a big hit, and it was unexpected. And we ended up having a lot of trouble. And I would say it was because of the Christmas bonus problem. We had a number of customers just close down because they couldn't pay the Christmas bonus. And some people think, oh, well, you don't have the money, you get an exemption from the government, you don't have to pay it, but it doesn't work that way. If you own a retail store and you don't pay your employees a Christmas bonus, it's very likely that they're gonna find a way to get that Christmas bonus. And, you know, employees are going to do what they can to, you know, to justify why they're there. So the
need to pay the Christmas bonus caused shutdowns, which then you lost a lot of customers,
which
then you had a crisis. How bad was the crisis? I mean,
two or three things happened at the same time. We lost a lot of customers, and some other things happened. And basically, we had a cash flow problem. I spent 24 hours one day. I thought we were in 2008. I thought it might be our last day, and I spent 24 hours in my room crying. And it was really bad. It was very emotional. But at the end of 24 hours, I came out of the room, and I remember thinking to myself, okay, that didn't do anything.
I went out to the woodshed. Yeah. I now got to go back to life. Yeah,
you got to go work. You got to do something. I got employees. We got clients. I got to do something. So I ended up calling a bunch of business associates I knew, and one guy in particular that I had been doing business for a long time said, "Come on out." And so I told him that I needed to get my hands on a large amount of money. And he said to me, "Raymond, don't be an idiot." And of course,
be specific, you mean?
No, well, those were the words out of his mouth.
He said, "Don't be an idiot."
Don't
okay.
be an idiot. And my heart dropped because I thought, "What am I doing here?"
He's gonna
lecture me. He's gonna tell me. And his next words were, "How much do you really need?"
Okay.
Because I'll write you a check today. And by gosh, he wrote me a check that day for many tens of thousands of dollars that I would have never expected. I actually needed about $20,000 more than I had originally told him. He wrote me the total amount and saved my business. And he knew that it was a good bet because we had done business for 10 years. And I just had a little bump in the road.
Right.
And he was there to save me and saved our business. And we've grown. That was 4 years ago. We've grown. And then he's making a nice interest return. So, you know,
that's a great story. Now tell us, going a little back, and we're running a little bit out of time, but you know, we have about 3 or 4 minutes. Tell me how you arrive in Puerto Rico, because you're a Rochester person.
Right.
How do you arrive in Puerto Rico, and what is your initial, you know, because you were doing other businesses in Puerto Rico. So tell us a little bit how you arrive in Puerto Rico and how you got started here.
I was living in Rochester, doing very well, and I met a beautiful Puerto Rican woman who was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and her family had moved there.
You had in the band, you were playing somewhere,
and
she came out.
Somewhere. So, yes, here she shows up with all the clouds separated, the sun comes out, and there's my future wife. I actually had told my friends, you know, that's the girl I'm going to marry. And we barely knew each other. She came to a party that we're having. We were playing volleyball, and I asked her, you know, she liked to play volleyball. I asked her, "Do you like to play?" She said, "Yes." So I said, "Oh, we play every week. Do you want to play?" She said, "Okay." So, you know, the party's over, so I had to call about 15 of my friends and tell them, "Listen, we play volleyball every week, and we're playing this Friday." I went out, I bought the volleyball net, I bought the volleyball, I bought the poles.
You created a volleyball, yes. Weekly volleyball game for her. Okay.
And we started playing volleyball right there every week. So did that for about 6 months, and eventually, you know, started dating and got married. And we came here on a honeymoon in 1988, I think it was. And eventually we loved it. I mean, she was born and raised here, so she wanted to live here. And we moved here about 5 years later. So that's how I got.
And you were in administration, but you got into programming, and then you started programming here in Puerto Rico, and the rest is history.
My degree, a bachelor's degree in accounting and finance, but I ended up teaching myself programming because back then you really couldn't go to school for programming. And once I learned that I was really good at programming, I started a business doing accounting software and inventory control systems, and eventually broke out into the payroll, which has just taken off. We never expected it would really go this well.
You decided to get into this niche, and the niche has worked out.
It worked out really well.
And of course, you have two kids, one of them in MIT, and the other one a chemical engineering in Rochester.
Rochester Institute of Technology, I have a couple uncles and myself and my brother. There's about 10 people in our family have gone to that school.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good. And now we just have to keep on pushing along and...
Helping other people.
So, Ray, we have run out of time. It's been a pleasure, you know, having this conversation with you. I say this, and everybody's going to get tired of it, but I say this every time. I'm just so impressed with the guests I have and their accomplishments and what they're contributing to the community and what they've achieved in terms of themselves and their family. Yeah. And you're in that great group. So wish you the best, and thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Jorge. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.